Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Good morning. It's my name is Aaron Wallner. We never spoke. I don't know if you know me by name. My accountant was dealing with you about the equipment finance from Prado Pack.
Oh, okay. Ari?
Yes.
Okay.
How's everything?
How can I help you, sir? Pretty good.
So, as I understand from Prado Pack, they did break up the invoice in three.
Correct.
So, I'm trying to avoid making my accountant crazy with calling you. The question is if anything is going to move forward.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm working on it. You know, I'm trying. You know, the problem that I'm running into is it's you know, a pretty large amount. And I don't have, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, we typically require for this type of a loan, which I can usually get away with maybe having one or two. The bank account statements are very low compared to, you know, the loan amount. You know, not for you to continue to do business, you know, the way you're doing them. They're, you know, completely fine, and obviously there's no negative ending balances or anything like that. The problem that I have when submitting the checking account statements is that your ending balances would not afford a payment of this size.
I understand the 100%. My question is, though, if even after the invoices were broken down to lesser amounts, below the 100,000 mark,
so that's what I'm working on now. You know, it's going to come down to whether a significant deposit is going to make the difference. I still have to show some strength, you know, to overcome, you know, lack of, you know, supporting information. I can't use the tax returns. I can't use the bank statements. I don't have any comparable debt. I can't find any, you know, previous business loans, companies less than 5 years time in business. I need some strengths. You know, I've submitted for what's an application only loan, which are approvals that come in for less than $100,000, and which I don't have to support with that information. So I'm hoping that other things aren't going to be asked for, such as comparable debt. That's the only thing I think could come up because, again, the bank statements and the tax returns aren't required. But again, some of those programs want to see 5 years time in business. So I'm working on it. It's one of those things where I'm trying to put a puzzle together with a few pieces missing.
I understand.
Yes, they can still get done.
I believe you're good at what you're doing. The question is, any time frame, do you know any idea about a time frame of hearing back from the underwriter?
I would say probably tomorrow or Monday. I'm trying not to push too hard.
Okay, very good.
Because then they start to push back on me and start to say they want things from me, but I, you know, I don't have anything. So I'm trying to just let them find their own strengths without requesting additional information.
I really appreciate everything, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
believe
in
you guys. What you're trying to do, and these machines are amazing. You know, if we can make this happen, you know, I have no doubt that it's going to be possible.
I know, it's a pity because we're running against the little wind over here because we're trying to be up by January, February, but it's kind of pushing it already. So, whatever. I have them personal. Look, it has nothing with the law. I have personal, but it doesn't matter for the underwriter. As long as he doesn't see it in the business account, I'm not worried about paying them payments on the machine. But I understand the underwriter. I understand the bank. And I have to work with it. So I really wish we could pull it together because it's going to be an amazing thing. But I hope for the best, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, you have my contact information, just in case you want anything I mean, number-wise, I leave it up to my accountant. You have my number, right?
I do.
I really appreciate it, Kevin.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Anything you hear, I would be more than welcome to hear some good news.
I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You got it. You do as well, please.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.